last week, man.
Here we go. Riff. Fuck. Riff. 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 Riff.
Yeah, I like when you do
riff.
It.
Yeah. Riff. Yeah. Riff Squad. Riff City. Riff Boat. Yeah. Riff Town. Riff. Riff.
Riffville.
Riff. 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 You've tuned into a podcast and you don't know what it's about. Well, it's about neither two bros doing sweet riffs. Thanks for tuning in to Riff City.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Hold on. Here's the real theme song.
All right. Da 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 da. Louisiana chicken. Whoa, Popeye Dave.
Yeah, I had some Popeyes, man. I mean, Popeyes, they make a real good sandwich.
I've never had it.
You never had the Popeyes? Well, you stopped eating fried food, didn't you?
Yeah, no, but I'm back.
Oh, you're back? You get,
yeah, I had some McDonald's French fries. Too long ago.
You gonna turn into a husky boy again?
No. I'm just not eating a lot.
You're just not eating a
lot. I'm not gonna be husky. I'm still off the soda. Take it easy on the shug. You know, I can bump a fry in there every now and again. Nothing's gonna happen.
Riff, 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 riff.
Maybe I'll go get a Popeye sandwich, huh? What do you think?
Dude, you should get a Popeye sandwich. It'll blow your fucking mind.
How do I order it?
You go to Popeye's and be like, yo, give me one of them Sandos, bro.
That's what I say. I go up to the drive-thru. I say, hit me with a Sando, daddy.
Yeah. And if you're feeling spicy, get a spicy one.
Oh, shit. Did you get the spice, dude?
Yeah, I got the spicy one.
That's years of you just hammering cigs, dude. You can handle the spice.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Guess what time it is, motherfucker?
It's time. We've entered the Arby's multiverse.
Yeah.
In Riff City, Arby's is the number one fast food chain, not McDonald's. It's Arby's.
That's right. DJ Arby's. Spin that shit.
EJ Arby's. You go to EJ Arby's house. That's where they help kids, you know, that were in fires. They got a house for those kids.
Yeah. Kids that were in meat-related accidents.
They got Grumus. That's their purple monster in the Arby's village.
Yeah.
Grumus. They got like the wild...
Curly fry guys?
Curly fry guys.
Yeah.
They got the beef burglar.
Yeah, he steals all the shaved beef.
Yeah, he's stealing that shaved beef. He wears orange, though.
He's fat, yeah.
He wears that orange jumpsuit. He ain't wearing, like, that old-timey railroad track villain stripes. That's he's got the orange. He's fucking hard, bro. Arby's gang rolls hard.
There's a horse there that's just always wet as hell.
Yeah, we got a wet-ass horse.
Arby's. His name's Sauce.
The Arby's multiverse. Coming this fall.
Horsey sauce.
Horsey sauce.
Dude, you know what though? Arby's is my initial, bro.
Is it?
RB.
Yeah, it is. That's why it's so strong in the multiverse.
Yeah, I'm strong with the RB, dude. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, did you notice that Arby's the name is RB stands for roast beef, dude. Yeah, it's roast beefs.
It's multi.
Did you know that?
It's multi-layered like that sandwich, bro.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, I kind of figured it out.
You figured that out? Why is it a cowboy hat? You ever figure that out, tough guy?
Nah, I don't know, but it rips.
You know what? Maybe I'll go eat at Arby's tonight like a fucking pig, dude. like a damn pig. It's been too long. I like that three pepper sauce. How do you feel about that?
Ooh, I never fucked with that.
What?
I don't know. I never fucked with
it. You consider yourself a damn connoisseur and you're not fucking with the three pepper?
I get locked into like a menu item and then I just never deviate from that.
Dude, so do I.
Yeah, you find your thing and you're like, that's why like you go like in a dude's closet. He's got like eight of the same shirt. He's like, this is my shirt. This is my shirt. I mean, I try to mix up my wardrobe because I want to seem, you know, I'm peacocking a little bit. But if you notice, the title of this episode is called Riff City Lost Episodes. Now, last week, now you don't know this because this is like a new episode to you. But last week,
I know it.
Rand knows it because he was there. We recorded two really magical episodes, and we had a complete internet outage here at my house, and it was a whole
man. Fun. Those episodes, I actually think were gonna make it bust. I'm not kidding.
Man, when they didn't work and I couldn't piece them together, it was like in Batman when like Bane, he fucking broke Batman's back. That's what it was like for me. It fucked me up. I was like, man, is this fucking stupid doing a podcast? I mean, I was just like,
what am I doing to myself?
I was like in the cave. I was down that hole, buddy. I don't know.
Damn, dude.
Can you do the Bane voice?
I can do the Bane voice. What does he say?
He's telling me that he's broken the podcast. So that's what Bane's doing right now.
What is the real line? Now
you see me, now you don't. That's not it.
Yeah, when Bane famously looked at Batman and said, now I break your back, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. What did he say?
I think he said some wild shit like that.
I broke the Batman. His voice, dude.
There you go. So now do it, but you've broken Riff City.
Yeah. You just learned how to not have the internet. I was born in it.
Oh, you were born in the internet.
Yeah. I was born in not having the internet. Oh, wait, I'm still Bane. Hey.
Hey, you want to go to Arby's?
Dude, yeah, remember in the beginning of that movie, Bane just fucking capped a guy and threw him out of a plane. That was a pretty hot, cold open.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild shit.
He just capped a guy. I was like, this is Batman, dude. That was like some shit you'd see in Taken, bro.
Dude, I watched a wild movie last night. And I have recovered.
What'd you get into?
I have recovered about the podcast because I'm back. I'm back. I'm here. I didn't stop it. Because you know what I realized is that you got to think about 5 years ahead, right? Whatever you're doing right now, you're just putting some bricks down on a foundation. So,
well, eventually you got to move into the house though.
Yeah. But you know, 5 years from now, you'll be like, oh, I'm glad I started that. You know, if I look back at 5 years, like last year I started walking and doing stuff and, you know, I mean, I still got a little bit, I got the tum-tum, but I mean, I definitely feel better and, you know, and I'm writing more and, you know, whatever. It's all stuff, you know, you just incremental changes. So incrementally, you do this and then, you know, 5 years from now it might be something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know,
hopefully sooner than that, but yeah.
So you don't have to, you know, you can't let Bane break your back. Now, I mean, Batman, he stayed in that hole for a week, but he was plotting and figuring a way out. Maybe he was down there for like 6 months. I don't know how long.
Yeah, because how did he get over a broken back that fast? He literally bounced back.
He was down there for a while.
Yeah. He was down there with that blind guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Learning how to love again. I forget that movie. Was he finding his loving spirit? I forget what he was doing down there. Training.
He was down.
And plus, he like had to climb out of that fucking hole with a freshly broken back, and then he gets like whipped around on a rope. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my God, Christian Bale. I'm over him.
You're over the bail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too handsome.
Too handsome.
That's right.
Too handsome. Oh, anyways. Yeah, so that, you know, the lost
what
episode.
What movie did you watch?
I watched Willie's Fun Town. Have you heard of this? Maybe I got the name wrong. Let me make sure I got the name right. It's a fucking wild-ass movie. Willie's Wonderland.
Hit me with the synopsis, Daddy. Okay. Why you got one gun out?
Oh, just because I'm flexing a little bit. Just a half flex.
I was going to say, holster that gun, Papa.
I just half flex it.
Yeah.
I think it's just some nervous energy I do.
I'll do it with you.
All right. So we both have one arm out. If you're listening, theater of the mind, you're there. You're walking up the subway steps. You're about to be in Grand Central Station, or you're about to be in Times Square. You're about to be by the Giant Bean in Chicago. And you're picturing us. We both have one arm showing right now. And we're looking at each other over the internet.
It looks like when Arnold and Carl Weathers shook each other's hands.
Yeah,
it looks like that.
So,
one gun salute from each of the boys.
The movie's called Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah.
And the premise is there's like a Chuck E. Cheese that is like haunted. And, like, the animatronics come to life at night and they kill people. And the townspeople have to trick people into standing in there because they're, like, essentially sacrificing people so the animatronics don't get loose in the city and kill other people.
Okay.
And it stars my main man, the ultimate bad boy, the ultimate wackadoo, Nick Cage.
Oh, he's in it? Okay. What's it on?
We rented it last night because it was only $3. They dropped it down, you know?
Yeah.
That usually means it'll be on something soon. But I was like, it was just me and the boys, you know, we're trying to find something to do. You know, it's not like there's a ton of, I mean, there's shows coming back, but there's still a lot of like gaps in the week. You know what I mean? It's hard to fill the whole week. You know, back in the day, you could be out every night. Cruising the town for jokes, you getting out there,
getting damn drunk,
networking, you know, pitching your podcast, whatever the fuck you're doing. But yeah, so it was just the boys, and I was like, I'll splurge on this and three bones, you know. I mean, I ain't going to the movies, you know. I haven't been going to the movies, so
damn, I want to go to the movies, dude.
Yeah, I want to get back in the movie theater.
I want to see that Bob Odenkirk movie.
We watched that a couple weeks ago. That shit ripped.
It is. It's good. Damn. Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's fucking real good, dude. I was fucking pleasantly surprised. But yeah, Willy's Wonderland. Here's the thing.
It fucked you up?
No, it was fun. Like, is it a good movie? I don't think so. Is it a bad movie?
It's Nick Cage, man.
Is it a bad movie? No. Is it a fun movie? 100%. There's no way you want
to. Okay, I love a fun movie.
If you go into it knowing what you're going to watch, here's the best part. My main man, Nick Cage, has exactly zero lines of dialogue. Boom.
In the whole movie?
Whole movie doesn't talk once, dude.
How did Nick Cage become the guy that just takes every role, no matter what? Zero integrity has become his brand. He's just in fucking everything, and he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I mean, in this movie, he's still like, he made a choice. Like, And like, he's drinking this fake soda a bunch called the Punch Soda, whatever. I mean, you gotta watch it. It's some wild shit. And he's like, definitely acting. Like, and the movies, like, he's been in a couple of these indie movies. Like, some of them are like trash, but some of them, like, have been pretty good. Like, that Mandy one. Have you watched that one?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy's pretty good. And that one, like,
do you think we could get Nick Cage to do this podcast? He seems to be able to do everything.
I mean, if you put enough bills together, he'll do it. I mean,
for free.
The budget for the crazed Chuck E. Cheese movie was like $5 million. So I bet you like $3 million went to him, maybe even $4 million.
Peeled off to Cage.
Peeled off to Cage. You know, the thing
Dude, is, you know what?
The thing about Cage is he bought like a fucking dinosaur head and he spent a bunch of money. He went crazy. That's why he does all these fucking movies now.
Yeah. And I mean, Robert De Niro got divorced and now he's like in like fucking Grandpa with Abs or whatever fucking movies he's in. No.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a divorce will jam you.
Robert De Niro used to have like, you know, he had some in tag, dude. He would go out, he'd play a gangster or he'd play like a fucking serious artist. And then he'd walk around Tribeca in his little soft shoes and hang out with whoever. And then he'd go do another art movie. And now he's just like, what's up? I'm Zac Efron's Italian grandfather.
I mean, the thing about Nick Cage is that he takes all these wacky movies, but it's like very, you could say like, oh, why is he doing this? But he also, it's very freeing because he can be wacky as fuck in those movies. Yeah. And they're not going to be like, oh, you got to reel it in, you know?
Who's going to be the next actor that does, you know, there's only a few guys like Nick Cage that do everything. Like kind of Woody Harrelson will do everything.
Yeah, but Woody Harrelson has like a higher, you know, most of the stuff he's in is good. And Woody Harrelson isn't showing up.
Put your arms away. All right. Put your arms away, riffers.
Well, we're talking about
put our arms away.
Woody's always, his movies are always getting in released in movie theaters. He's not in the direct to DVD world. That's not even a thing anymore. But he's not direct to iTunes or direct
on video on demand or whatever.
Yeah, I mean Bruce Willis. I mean he does a lot of those trash movies now.
Oof, Bruce Willis fell off, dog. Can I say something? Bruce Willis was never really great.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Once you peel back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was just a guy. He was a bald guy that squinted at everyone. And he was, for some reason, a non-muscular superhero, basically.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, great, you know? It's like Kurt Russell was fucking great. When you look back at Kurt Russell's career, dude, he ripped.
Also, he's got that mane. He's got that mane of hair that.
Kurt Russell, dude. He ripped back in the day.
And he had that. I don't know if you watch that Kurt Russell Christmas movie. I just call it Kurt Russell Christmas.
Yeah, Kurt Russell Christmas, yeah.
And I was like, the first one was pretty good. The second one was kind of trash, but the first one, I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course, dude. You know what else, too, when you look at Kurt Russell? No surge, no plastic surge on that man.
Well,
being in Hollywood for that long, he went no surge.
Wait, I mean, who knows? Maybe he had a little touch up. You just would never know.
Bruce Willis got his motherfucking eyes done, bro.
Yeah, Bruce Willis. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's definitely fell off the cliff. I mean, I guess you'll probably see Johnny Depp. He'll enter that Nick Cage world. Oh,
God. Johnny Depp, I've said for years, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
he sucks, dude. He wears too many bracelets for a 50-year-old man, number one.
Yeah, he dresses like he's in Aerosmith.
Yeah, he dresses like Steven Tyler's mic stand.
He dresses like Steven
Tyler. He looks bad, dude. And he's all gaunt and shit. He's like, he's too old to be a guy that's like, oh, I used to do heroin. Like, just shut up. Just wear a fucking polo shirt and go to the grocery store, nerd. No bracelets.
Yeah.
No rings.
And I think he spent even more money than old, Nick Cage. I mean, he bought he bought a fucking island. He did wild shit.
Yeah. See, Depp is out to lunch, dude. And also he's just got any man that like, it's the Dave Navarros and the Johnny Depps, these type of swarthy older men that wear eye makeup. It's like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
That man has spent in his lifetime, he spent thousands of dollars on mascara.
Yeah.
I can't, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you say for Nick Cage. He don't do, I mean, Nick Cage, he wears like a leather jacket and some sunglasses in his, when they catch him out on an everyday look. And that's an okay look.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about Joe Biden.
He's from the era of that.
Joe Biden wears sunglasses enough that it tricks my brain into thinking he's cool. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you wear sunglasses enough, I'm like, this guy's got to be cool.
Yeah, somebody who rips sunglasses. You're not a big sunglasses guy.
I mean, I wish I could pull it off. I mean, you got to have the right look. I mean, that's I would say if you go back and you say about Joe Biden, him being able to rock sunglasses, it probably got him a couple votes.
Yeah.
I mean, and he might be the best in terms of all the presidents, the first one to really rock sunglasses that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, when you think of any president in your mind and then try to picture them wearing sunglasses, they didn't do it. But Joe Biden, he rolls up a pair of fucking Ray-Bans. It makes sense.
He's got aviators, doesn't he? That's his glasses of choice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Obama ran aviators too, didn't he?
Yeah, he tried to rock some sunglasses, but, you know, I don't know.
Barry's cool, man. Barry looked cool.
Trump never especially wore sunglasses, and then he looked in the sun. Remember that? That was some wild shit. Yeah.
And Trump just didn't even drink water. He's like, fuck that noise, too.
You got to mix a couple waters in there. You got to stay.
Trump never wore waters.
Wore waters or drank waters?
He never drank waters, and he never wore sunglasses. I mean, that guy, I'm so glad he's fucking gone, dude. I mean, my God.
Yeah. I mean, if he had just been a little bit more hydrated, who knows how things would have played out.
Yeah, he might not have been such a curmudgeon, dude.
Yeah, still.
What do you think about these sunglasses?
I like watching those videos where he's like crashing people's weddings now. Have you seen some of those? Yeah. They're like, you know, because people are essentially getting married at his house at Mar-a-Lago.
Like, you miss me yet? Yeah.
And he's like rolling down, and you're like – people got to be like, oh, what? He's like, hey, that's just some drunk uncle vibes. Just like, hey, give me the microphone. And you're like, oh, don't give him the microphone.
Don't give him the microphone, man. He's going to say something fucked up.
And some
what do you think about these sunglasses? Tell me.
Those are pretty good, man. They remind me of the blue blockers. It makes you think you're going to get like a Lincoln Town Car or Crown Vic.
That's what I wanted these for.
You wanted them for
I wanted those vibes. I wanted the vibes of an old man getting in a Lincoln Town Car. Damn, I would love a town car, dude.
You want to get
that's probably my number one thing. I would. You brought up animatronics earlier, and I'm telling you, if I want a big bag of money, you know, lottery style, I would have some animatronics in my mansion. I'd have a Lincoln Town Car. I'd really be doing it big time. You know, I'd buy you something. Oh. I'd buy you a bunch of hats.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome.
I feel like you could a town car isn't out of your reach.
You have no idea how short my reach is.
You got that short reach.
Yeah, town car's out of my reach. Now, if I sold a couple pairs of my Jordans, I could probably get a town car. Dude, I bet I could shoes.
Town car?
Yeah, town car. I could probably, dude, I would love, I would look cool in a town car.
You would crush it.
What would you look good in? You would look good in like a Tony Soprano SUV, you know?
Oh, man.
You got big SUV vibes.
Yeah, but
like a Tahoe.
I know backing that thing up, I'd be fucking smashing into everything in a fucking.
See, for some reason, I don't look at you and think you're a bad driver. Maybe it's just because I know you, but like if I was to see you not in a car, walking into a grocery store, you know, when you sometimes you see people, you're like, God damn, I bet that guy's terrible at driving.
Yeah.
I would think you're probably a pretty good driver.
Well, I mean, I'm okay. That's me knocking on wood.
I'll take my answer off the air. Hey, Terry!
Hey, guys, this is Terry. Nobody's more relieved than me that you guys didn't keep those episodes from last week. I might have... it was just
incriminated yourself.
It might have been incriminating, so we're not going to touch on that. That's just going to be a mystery for the audience. I'm Terry. I'm the helicopter guy. Just letting you know, the traffic is back. People got their shots.
It's back.
People got their shots, and they're like, we're getting in the car. We're tooling around town.
They sure are. Terry, did you get your shots?
You know, I been, yes, I well, I did get my shot.
Now, Terry, I heard you got vaccinated 5 times.
Well,
is that true?
That is definitely not true. I was part of a clinical study. So they gave me 2 shots. Those 2 shots were placebo. I was like, hell no. You know,
yeah,
not placebo.
Hell no. Yeah.
So then I got the Pfizer, Moderna, you know, thingamabob, and I got 2 of those.
You got a mixed. You got a 1 Pfizer, 1 Moderna, and 1 Johnson & Johnson.
Is that true? That's true. I just had a little bit of a mix up at the old Walgreens, and
I
was out of the helicopter for a couple of days. Then there was the legal problems, and but now everything's fine.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Everything's fine. My ex-wife is recuperating, and we're on civil terms. I have to return the commemorative plate collection of Princess Diana to her this weekend.
Yeah. Those are the ones they gave out at the Arby's in town, aren't they?
Yes, they're
the Princess Diana Arby's Princess commemorative plate.
Yes. It shows Princess Di chomping into a big beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar. Yeah. People love those things.
Yeah, you can't even, they go on eBay, they're on there maybe an hour before they're snatched up.
That's right. Well, it's good you gave those back. I know your wife has all 5 of them.
Well, that's scheduled for this weekend. There's going to be a court officer there to monitor the handoff. Anyways, I just wanted to let everybody know.
Traffic's back.
And we got a new sponsor this week, Long John Silver's.
What the hell? LGS?
Yeah, Long John Silver's. Come on by. You get a pirate hat and a couple fish planks. Walk the plank, eat a fish. Long John Silver's.
All right, hell yeah. Thank you, Terry. Stay safe up there. Triple vaxxed.
Okay.
Sounding good. Man, Terry is a wild boy.
Man,
thank God those episodes kind of crapped out because Yama Jason Hama.
That was some wild, wild stuff.
Yeah, Terry really almost was taking his divorce rough.
Terry was almost canceled, folks.
big time. Well, I just thought there was a person in my house for no reason. I completely turned, and there's no person.
I wish I'd have got that memo about Long John Silver's being a new sponsor. I would have dug up a theme song, but I guess we'll have to get
that. Did Long John Silver's had a song? Because, like, you know, McDonald's is da-da-da-da-da, I'm blowing it. And then there's, I guess Burger King doesn't really have a song.
Beat it. Nah, they got the BK Broiler. I don't know. I think they got some quasi-hip-hop sort of thing going on.
Okay. But Arby's definitely has the din-din-din-din.
Yeah.
Arby's has that.
They for sure do.
And that thing goes so fucking hard, dude. Yeah, sometimes I wish I could just pull it up on Spotify and listen to an Arby's commercial.
Yeah, just go to our type in Arby's remix. We got the beats. We got the beats.
We got the beats. It's tight. Yeah.
On YouTube. And you'll find a couple of sick Arby's mixes. Well, we're at that point of the show. It's called Word of Mouth. I'm just going to redo mine. I think I recommended the movie Almost Famous. If you're a younger cat, you never seen it, you should watch it. It's a very funny movie. A lot of people are in it. Mark Maron, he's in it. The famous line, "Lock the gates." That's from that movie. It's just every part of the movie I really enjoyed. It's still staying with me. If you like rock and roll, if you like music, then watch Almost Famous, and you know you'll spot a lot of people in it.
Okay,
that's my word of mouth.
I love that word of mouth because I forgot about Almost Famous, and that movie fucking rocks. I want to tell people to get Epix and watch your unprotected sets.
Oh man,
Yeah, it's funny. You did a good job, dude. I finally saw the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I thought it turned out pretty well.
You did a good job. You're very funny. You're wearing a little blue polo up there.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I...
Yeah, had long hair, dude. Yeah. I like you with the long hair. You look like a very... You remember when you said on an episode of this fucking podcast, you wanted to be looked at like a Shakespearean man? Well, let me tell you something. In that unprotected sets, you look like fucking William Shakespeare.
Well...
How I imagine him to look. Without a puffy shirt, but you look like him.
Well, I appreciate all the kind words there, big dog.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
shit rocks.
Thanks.
Very funny, Dave. You're a very funny man.
Well, hey, check that out. Check out Unprotected Sets on Epics, and then I think Almost Famous is on Hulu and Amazon right now. So
that's right.
So get on that, and make sure you keep listening to the Riff City. Write, review, come out, see live shows. But yeah, tell your friends, buy a t-shirt, anything. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.